From Tidbits on March 23rd, 2009, this is the audio edition of WeatherCal Inserts Updating Forecasts into iCal. No, it doesn't do grep. Longtime developer Barebone Software has branched out from feature-rich applications like BBEdit and Mailsmith with the $10 WeatherCal, a system preferences pane that has a single purpose in life, to populate iCal with weather forecasts so you can better plan for upcoming local events and trips to far-off spots. WeatherCal's interface is minimal, letting users create calendars from multiple locations by clicking the plus button. You can find locations by name, zip code, and airport code, but WeatherCal automatically creates a default location by reading the location from the entry you've designated as My Card in Address Book. You can edit each location's name as desired, and deselecting a location's checkbox removes its events from your calendar without deleting the calendar itself. Removing a calendar entirely is merely a matter of selecting it and clicking the minus button. Once configured, WeatherCal creates a normal iCal calendar for each location, displaying the current conditions for the current day and a simplified forecast for the next 5 days. Barebones tells me that sometimes weather feeds provide more than 5 days of forecast for U.S. locations and sometimes less than that for international locations. As with all other iCal calendars, you can set the color of the calendar by selecting it in iCal, pressing Command-I, and choosing a new color from the pop-up menu. Double-click one of WeatherCal's events and you'll see a URL that will load the Weather Underground webpage for that location, making additional information a mere 3 clicks and an application change away. The calendars are rolling, meaning that you'll only ever see events for the current day in the next 5 days. WeatherCal tidies up after itself so you don't have past weather conditions cluttering your calendar. Being normal iCal calendars, they'll also sync to your iPhone or iPod Touch and will display with any iCal-savvy utilities like Second Gears Today, which provides an at-a-glance view of your events and tasks in iCal. And, well, that's it. WeatherCal is a one-trick pony, but it's a clever trick and a useful one to boot. With it, you can easily tell when making plans for next weekend if the weather is likely to be amenable for a picnic. And if the drivers in your area freak out with a little rain or snow, knowing the forecast and making plans for a meeting across town next week could save you from an unpleasant traffic jam. Or, if you're planning a trip to Macworld Expo next year, adding San Francisco to your calendar ahead of time will give you a sense of how to pack. Obviously, there are a ton of ways to find weather information on the internet these days, but context is king, and having weather information in your face while you're making plans is, in my mind, worth $10. WeatherCal requires macOS 10 10.5 or later, and it's a 2.6 megabyte download. I'm a minor weather geek, to the point where I regularly check out the Ithaca climate page on the web and buy the Ithaca weather calendar each year for its updated almanac information. From that standpoint, I can see a few features Barebones could implement for WeatherCal 2.0. iCal events have a notes field that would be perfect for textual forecast information, for instance. Barebones says that parsing that information in a reliable fashion from the different weather feeds they use is non-trivial. Plus, since WeatherCal knows current conditions, it could optionally create another calendar in iCal with a high and low temperature for each day, enabling users to go back and see what the weather was like in the past. Nevertheless, these are trivial suggestions. WeatherCal seems fully baked as it stands, and I look forward to using it throughout the upcoming seasons. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and it's worth noting that WeatherCal is a true weather client, so it's not actually just picking up an RSS feed from somewhere, so it can do a little bit more than your standard RSS connection can.